And so it's fur trade, the trappers. Choppers, dude. It was all French choppers.
I'm just going to start running the recording and like continue what you were saying, like how beavers are extinct now. They almost went extinct because trappers were using them for
hats. It was hats. It was all hats. It was just fashion.
Only hats?
What hats?
They didn't make like leather jackets?
I don't know what they looked like.
Can you make leather out of
beaver fur hats? Beaver fur hats. They were like, you know, they were hats. They were like, you know, it was like Bill the Butcher, you know, like Sweeney Todd hats, you know, like back in the day, it was like the hat with, you know, like a British hat for dudes, you know, like it was beaver fur.
Well, I forgot what I was saying before this.
For some reason, beaver fur was like, you know why? Because it repelled water. It was like the ultimate natural water repellent. It's the ultimate natural, like, water. It's like, of course the hat's like, of course you want it. Dude, you ever seen a beaver in water? Like, that shit just rolls off their backs. It's like duck. It's like duck feathers.
Dude, you ever taste duck food?
Duck food?
You shouldn't talk and eat.
You eat dead?
Yeah, but dude, you ever eat duck? Like, that shit is, it smells disgusting, bro. I ate duck at a Chinese restaurant. Like, not no disrespect to Chinese people or Chinese food, but the ones that cook duck, especially they cook it the wrong, I don't know if it's maybe because the place I went to cooked it the wrong way,
yeah,
that it just made it the entire, like, restaurant reek.
Really?
Like, duck has a smell that it stays on your clothes, even if you wash it. That's how bad it is. And I'm like, what's the chemical structure of these, like, smell, like, atoms or whatever the fuck, that it makes it cling to clothing and, like, skin so bad that, like anyone would decide to even eat it to put it out their asshole and to shit it into the toilet. Like, like their insides must, like, we have an entire universe in our biology of organs and human anatomy. You know what I mean? Like, when you, it's like, imagine like a stream of shit just flowing through like the universe. That's what duck, tasted like for me.
Yeah, well, that's perception. That's perception. If a duck, if a bunch of ducks came up on you and like,
I think it's like
we want to eat you and they kill you.
It's an evolutionary defense mechanism for them to taste bad, so humans would stop shooting them.
Well, I'm just saying.
Probably.
If there were a bunch of ducks eating in a restaurant and like they wanted to like cook you, they'd be like, "Man, this dude tastes like shit." This dude.
Yo, imagine that. You imagine just.
It's like how people didn't. There should be a duck deodorant. It's all perceptive. Like you don't smell like.
The duck takeover. The duck alien takeover. Where like they're just like it could be like an animated cartoon like from like Disney or some shit.
Yeah, they will. No, but you know what I mean? It's perception. It's like you.
Like Planet of the Apes, but with ducks. Planet of the Ducks.
Can you imagine how long humans didn't wear deodorant? Have you ever smelled?
And they become carnivores.
You ever get in a cab and you're like, holy fucking shit. You're like, damn.
I've smelled bad because after I put on deodorant because other people haven't put on deodorant. I'm like, why the fuck do I smell bad? It's because I've been in the subway with them and just like rubbing shoulders or something.
So when you
like,
look
like,
at a picture, man, when you look at a picture, you think they could afford that shit? No. You think anyone but like the Queen of England was wearing deodorant? No.
Bad right now. You're kind of making me feel self-conscious,
dude,
bro.
The whole world smelled like that. That was just something like if you were like a frontiers man.
I put on deodorant before I left, though.
No, but I'm just saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like the perception of smell is like, that wasn't a perception.
Oh, let me tell you this story, bro.
Alright,
so I went over to this.
Thought about that.
Listen, I went over to this bar that I regularly go to play pool. I'm not going to mention any names on what the title is, right? You want to talk about smell, right? I think it's because everyone's like on coke or something that their fucking nasal cavities are fucked up because I walked in and it smelled like almost, I don't know how a dead human smells like, but if I did smell like what a dead human smelled like, that's what it smelled like when I walked into that bar, bro.
Really?
Like, and then some
what
dude.
What bar?
And then some dude just walked, like, well, like at the end of the night, like, there was like
which
a
bar?
One, like a French guy and another dude, like, we were just walking to the train station together, and he invited us to his crib, like just to tell us, like, yo, there's the dead rat in there hitting the walls, and then he's like, but how do we know that? And I'm like, you know what? I was thinking that, but I didn't want to say anything because I don't want to sound like a paranoid schizophrenic. I told him. Right? I'm like, but what? How do they know? Like, he said dead rat, but that's a metaphor for something else, like, right? It could be dead human, right? Because there was a shooting that was involved, he told me, at that bar that I remember seeing even on the news at my crib.
No way.
Yeah, and it was a friend that I knew.
What bar?
I can't even talk about it, but really? I don't want to mention any names, but...
Really? What, so
it's just crazy, bro. I hope there's no dead body in there, yeah.
In Brooklyn?
Yeah. No, it was just probably a dead rat, honestly. Because they're all over the place. I saw them running around.
But I know how
to make a story sound crazy, theoretically.
There's a missing person.
Yo, imagine that becomes like a... If this becomes like a true crime podcast, bro, like, I better be put in, like, witness protection, yo.
I'll tell you, you'd be like, yeah, so I went down there. You'd have, like, we put that, like, that effect on your voice.
Oh, yeah, right. I got a dog very deep like this. There were just two individuals that were at the bar that were telling me.
I don't really know if I want to even disclose the information and the address of the bar.
But I will do so for quite a hefty reward of 6 figures or more.
Well.
Actually, make it 8. I think this information is that valuable.
What I'm really hoping
if
is
that's
that
true,
this
I bet you
reaches
that,
the right hands and that these people get put behind bars. Dude, and I'm hoping for at least.
I bet you it's that dude that did it. If he asks for that much money, right? If he goes, yo,
give me 8 figures and I'll tell you who did it.
Well, what we need to do is get this information into the hands of individuals who can solve this case, and I believe that I have some information that would lead to the arrest of these individuals.
Turns out they're cats. Yo. All right, book them and put them in and ACPCA shows up, like, we heard there's a murder here. This could be like an SNL skit. Yeah. And it's like, oh shit, we thought the police showed up because there was like a dead human body. Someone told us there's a dead body here. We didn't think it was just a rat.
Well, and they give
we up. Thought rat meant human. I'm like, you paranoid hipsters, you keep calling us for the same shit every week, man. Like, imagine
they give the reward to like a cat, a random cat. They give like the blue. They give like the blue,
and they see like a cat in uniform.
Yeah,
that just got indoctrinated. Like,
I was like, well, you know, we never thought it would happen, but Mr. Pause.
Mr. Whiskers.
Whiskers here. He ran in there, and he saved all of us, Captain.
And the rats are just standing next to him.
Whiskers,
like just a bunch of rats, like ratatouilles, yeah, like in rat police uniform. Like, you know, we're just trying to get our worlds to get along.
They're like, fuck that guy.
No, there's a show like that. It's called. Something Robots, and it's involved with anime. It was on Netflix. I don't know if you remember it. Robots, Death, and Immortality, I think it was called.
Like, fuck that dude.
Yeah, and it was just like a bunch of short stories. They were talking about something like, where there was like a scene where, that's like probably why I thought of that, where they the rats were like shooting down this robot that this farmer bought that was tasked with just killing rats, and he didn't notice the slaughtering that was happening until one of the rats eventually destroyed one of these robots and like came after him with a gun or whatever and said, like, you better stop killing my rats or whatever the fuck. Like, it was funny as hell.
That's cool. Do you ever see Secret of NIMH? You ever hear that?
But then they eventually made peace and he returned the robot and he let they had Christmas together. Sorry, not to cut you off, but and they were like friends by the end of the episode, like the rat. It was just really funny, like the rats and the farmers.
Secret of NIMH, dude. Don Bluth, like, or whoever it was, like, kind of like broke off. He defected from Disney because he just knew that, like, he managed to make like a couple movies. All Dogs Go to Heaven, which was like crazy sad, and the dinosaur one. The dinosaur one was really sad. Fucked me up as a kid. But he made Secret of NIMH. Secret of NIMH was...
I think I remember that dinosaur movie.
Land Before Time.
Yeah. Before Time. Dude, I think I cried as a kid watching that for some reason. I don't even remember why.
I was tearing up. Rats, the coolest story, about rats, the Secret of NIMH, which revolves around, there's a testing facility where, you know how, like, rats are tested on for, like, you know, like, cosmetics or whatever. They're test animals.
Right.
They're test animals for drugs and everything. So they were testing out, like, some sort of new drug that made the rats conscious.
Huh.
And it made them smart. And then they all figured out how to escape.
Yo, I heard that they have. I don't know how true it is, but I feel like it's just a myth, just to like for scientists to like tell like stupid people who like believe it, just to troll them. But they say that the rats are just as smart as humans are in their physiology.
Well, they're smart. Yeah, they're smart.
Like, but with the experiments they've done, I guess they're able to
mimic
the behavior of humans. So we're not any dumber than rats. We're probably smarter than rats. We're just not any dumber than rats.
So the whole concept of this cartoon, this whole concept of this story, is that Secret of NIMH, you gotta watch it. It's from the 80s. It's like this community of rats who escaped. They became smart enough to escape their own cages.
Oh yeah,
like
forgive me, you were saying.
Just like Planet of the Apes. It's like they were tested on, and they were like, they figured shit out, and then they escaped, and they all got together, and they escaped, and they went down the drain pipes, and they escaped out of the facility, and they created their own, like, community.
What did they do, inject them with dimethyltryptamine?
Whatever it was, yeah. And so they became, there was, like, one, like, there's one, like, really smart rat, and he's, like, the king of the rats, and he's, like, he's talking, they learn how to speak English, just like Planet of the Apes.
Well, they probably vaporized him in a box with dimethyltryptamine smoke, because they can't inject someone with dimethyltryptamine. They have to smoke it. DMT. It's what you, like, you know, podcasts like Rogan always talk about.
Oh, really? And, that's what that's
saying? Yeah, the spirit molecule is what they say. Yeah.
So DMT is found in, like,
it's naturally occurring in our own brains. When we go to sleep, when we dream at night, and the moment we're born. Really? And the moment we die, they say, as well. I don't know how they know that, though, for sure. But I guess because there's, like, an excretion of dimethyltryptamine from our pineal gland.
Really?
At the moment of death, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Which means that there is another side to life where we all go eventually. Unless Elon Musk solves immortality for us eventually.
Wow.
With this new Neuralink update he's talking about. And
a Neuralink?
Yeah.
Shut up. Are you joking?
You think that's just someone like making like doppelganger videos of him talking about this, and like none of it's true, and he has no clue that they're using his face for this purpose?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Are you serious?
Like, I mean, I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist, but I am a conspiracy factualist, and that just seems way too crazy for them to
talking about that Neuralink.
I think life is way more spiritual than it is fixable. Anybody,
of course.
We're all born into a position in life where we are tasked with certain missions to deal with the public and how they react to ourselves, right? And what they respect us for contributing to society. And that's if you go out and do that. Some people, they spend the rest of their life trying to find their path and only find it when they're like, I don't know, 60. Like,
yeah, that's only a path dictated by, like, I'm no more at home here than I am. You're talking about like building a fire. Like, I would be way more comfortable. I would be like, I can trust you.
A campfire?
Oh, totally. And be like, how do we stay warm?
Don't they have some places in Brooklyn that, or is it illegal to have a campfire because there used to be too many fires in people's houses that were like going to other people's homes one started, right? So they got rid of the chimneys.
I don't know, man.
Right? My friend has like a brick wall that he lives in. There used to be a chimney there, and I think that's what he explained to me. And I was like, damn, that sucked. Cause like in Brooklyn, I think they're allowed because they have more space for bigger houses.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Or like, you know, other areas of New York where it's not like so crammed, like where it's most populous.
I don't think it's been like that since, I mean, the 50s or the 40s probably. My grandmother lived on Java Street in Greenpoint, and like, I remember she had a big ass fireplace in her living room, but that shit was like, ever since I can remember, I don't think my parents ever lit fires in there.
I love the smell of cedar wood, dude.
Same.
I got these incense sticks that smelled like that that my friend got from Tibet.
I love
that. And you have a Safe Tibet sticker I see you, on your fridge.
I love that shit.
And
I love that cedar. I love that cedar so much.
Yeah, and I think it was called Patala Incense. Was like the best brand he got, which was like made with natural like herbs and shit like that instead of like, you have what do they call it again? That you're about to burn there?
Oh, this is Palo Santo.
No, this is called sage. Something sage. Sage, yeah, it's called sage. Like one time I got sage and this chick that I brought over, she thought that like I was like this like guru, like superstitious dude or something. I'm like, no, I just like the smell of sage. Like, I what?
Like, chill. Can like, I? it's like.
But
she's like, oh my god, are you like?
Yeah, but the chick that told me about it was that way.
Like, yeah, it's like,
and another chick that I found that out from was that way. She was like all spiritual. She's like, oh, it cleanses the apartment from evil spells and souls. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. It just
like
smells good.
I just like how it smells.
Glad it smells good. Like
just
that's.
Let me be me. Like can I just like how it smells. Like,
yeah, I don't know why people tend to fall into like superstitious beliefs so easily over something so trivial like a smell. It's because they're not used to it with their senses, so that when they light it up, it's like freaking nirvana for them or something because they're God.
That's why I love it. That's why for me it's like a ritual in the morning is because I feel like sensory. No, that's fine. It's all good. It's all good.
I was like, why are you burning that shit?
No, it's all good. It's all good. That's for me, it's like, it's for me, it's sensory. It's like, it wakes up the senses. It wakes up like you're talking about.
Oh yeah, that's like smelling salts on Rogan's show. He pulled out. My friend had that before I saw it on Rogan's show too, and I smelled that shit, and it really, like I don't know, I couldn't, like my nose hurt for the next half hour. Like it felt like somebody stuck a knife up my nose.
That's the connection between like sensory shit. You know, I do this every day. Man. I do this every single day. It just wakes my brain up. It just really does. Something about it, man. It gets me. It just wakes me up. Just like smelling salts. It wakes my creative mind up. You know.
I think honestly,
I shower and I do this, and then I need that.
I think that's part of the ayahuasca recipe, like burning that shit, bro. Because I remember when I was burning that in my crib, I would always feel like that high of dimethyltryptamine. I was telling you.
Yeah.
But after you do it. After you do the methotrexate the first time when you smoke it, and I'd say maybe by the second time you smoke it, like even if it's like months later or a year later, when you try it again, it becomes a thing where it's like you already know what it did the first two times, so it won't ever have the same effect because you don't need to experience it.
You don't have to, yeah.
So you're always going to be wondering because the drug basically tells you stop smoking me. You already saw everything you needed to see.
Well, that
when you
says
smoked
a lot
it.
About these. That says a lot about these like. Ayahuasca cults that are becoming like kind of like in
but they don't talk about that often because I tried smoking
it
for a third time and it just wouldn't do anything like the walls would start get like breathing a bit where like I start seeing like maybe like trails of light a little bit but I never saw the original hallucination it was insane it was just like every possible dimension of space was like
I don't mean to be a downer
being reviewed.
Are you a little bit disappointed that those first two times, if there were only two times, that you didn't do it like in the middle of the rainforest like with an actual shaman like who was like kind of, you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? That's why I won't do it. That's why I won't do it.
I mean,
until I can do
the
that.
Second time I smoked it was with the chick I was talking about who was burning sage.
Yeah.
In Staten Island. And,
it's kind of the same as, like, the rainforest. If you're in Staten Island.
Yeah, right? Except with, like, more corrupt cops.
Right.
To worry about? No, I'm just kidding.
Staten Island is kind of like the Amazon.
That's what they told me. Yo, someone, this lady, right? I'm like discovering all this type of shit. This lady, I'm like, because I had a home invasion that happened there. Ooh, and because I invited a bunch of people for like a record, a recording for music. Mm-hmm. And they just ended up being a home invasion. And this lady told me that like the cops in that area, I'm like, how good are the cops here? Like, are they like, you know, and she was walking her dog, and this is after it happened. She goes, no, this is where they send all the officers that like have the worst like track record. I'm like, what does that mean? She goes, figure it out. Yeah, yeah, it's like Rikers Island for cops, bro. And this is where Pete Davidson's from. And you were saying you don't really like that guy much, and I just wanted to put that out there. I hope that you don't care. Because nobody should be taking Connie's wife away. The man deserves to have his wife back.
You're right.
I don't see any reason why they separated in the first place, is honestly my opinion. Because the world was trying to drive Kanye crazy. And since we're both half Jews and half Christians, like sitting here just for the crowd to know, we have like the most equal based opinion possible from both sides, because and it's not just one of us, it's two of us.
No,
here.
It's both, yeah. And we pretty much make a whole Jew.
Yeah, and they definitely I don't think he was bipolar. I don't think he needed that medication. He sounds way more sane now, even with the crazy shit that he apologized for that he said than he ever did being on the medication that they put him on.
I feel
that's just my opinion.
I know I've heard a couple Orthodox Jews feel the same way.
Yeah,
in this neighborhood,
I've talked to some like that were like,
I've talked to some Orthodox Jews who
don't know why it's so crazy.
Yeah, they love Khan.
What you said?
They love Khan. I mean, they feel like he should never lost his wife either.
But then there are some that I spoke to that are like. He's the worst. He should be never said anything. And
some super ultra Orthodox Jews are like, oh no, he's Kanye. All of the lights.
I just dropped the weed I was rolling because of the wind that just flew in from the window.
All of the lights.
That guy's a genius. He's just a troll, man.
He made all of the lights. The thing is about Hanukkah.
He was saying that at the expense of the safety of Jewish people without realizing he was, and he's corrected himself on Piers Morgan's recent Uncensored interview, where he was like repeating, "I love the Jews, I love the Jews, I love the Jews." I'm like, this is hilarious. You guys have to watch it. For anyone who hasn't watched it, it's on YouTube. It's free to watch. Mm-hmm. It's an interview with Piers Morgan called Uncensored, Kanye West. It was posted about a few days ago, right before New Year's. So,
really,
you know, if anyone had, you know, yeah, finally his like fans can calm down.
Piers, Piers.
Rick Rossi's Piers.
Piers, not Apple's Piers. Pause.
Piers Morgan. Yeah.
Paris. So it was
he's a good moderator.
Right before the holiday.
He's a good moderator.
He is a good moderator.
But it's funny how he knew just what to say to trigger Connie to the point where he just cracks a joke, not like gets mad enough to leave the room.
That's the kind of triggering. Yeah, that's the kind of triggering I like. Trigger someone to tell a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Instead of instigate. Instead of what's the word for provoke?
Provoke.
Which is what a lot of people in the interviewing world do. Yeah. Right. And without even realizing it sometimes, just because they're so hooked on trying to get a good story that they don't understand what the psychological effects of it is on a person once they leave, you know, that segment.
They're just trying to provoke.
Yeah, because they still got to walk outside later after what they say and to the dumb questions they may ask.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah. And they have...
there should be more consideration for people that are entertainers in the public eye. So in order for them to be able to walk outside normally, you know, they're just like anyone else. I've met plenty of famous people, and they're literally no different. They do the laundry, they take a shit, they brush
the
their teeth, they ride the bus still too, even the rich ones, they still ride the train. You know, New York City, you don't really need a car.
Yeah, it's wiser to not have one in New York City. So, but like, it's not like just everyone else, because when they get interviewed, they're getting scrutinized. It's just like, you know, if you deep fake, it's like now actors are like, oh man, like Arnold is like, oh man, like you're gonna deep, or Tom Cruise, like they're getting deep faked now. It's like, could you imagine growing up in the 80s? Like, it's not for us. Like, in my generation, we saw, you know, the Industrial Revolution for us was the internet. It's like, you know, no one else will share that experience except our generation. We literally had one foot in one door and one foot in the other. And no one else will share that experience. So like, can you imagine if you're an actor and you're getting deep fake now? Could you imagine being an 80s actor? You know,
at least it's being deep faked instead of stalking down to their house and trying to peek through the window, which is what people probably used to do, right?
Like, true, wait, true, like,
I feel
true.
Like, I
true.
Feel like calls yeah. like that are down. Probably. I mean, I wouldn't know. I don't. I don't
true.
Have the
true.
Any like
That's true.
I don't know where to find the record keeping for something like that, and I don't think we'd probably be allowed to anyway, but...
No, that's true. That's a good way. The glass half full is, I mean, if it means less stalkers, then great. Now the stalkers are...
They don't even have enough officers to keep track of any stalkers, if there were any, probably. Before, like, cameras were installed on every street corner, you know?
Well, and it's even, like, New York. Can you imagine, like, in Britain, there's CCTV. It's like, that's the only way. They don't police. They don't have any police out on the streets.
Yeah, I was...
It's just cameras.
I was watching an episode, an old episode of District, I think it was called District 9 or something. It's about Washington, D.C. police and how they go about the business. And that's where I originally started all the CCTV. It originally started there, at those precincts. I might be wrong about some of this information, so don't worry me on it. Don't quote me on it. But that's what I saw in the episode, because sometimes things they do in TV aren't real. So
over in London, there's like not much of a police presence at all, and they don't carry guns, and they it's just all cameras. And like, you'll get mail, like, you know how here, like, if you speed, if you go 5 over the limit, and there's like those speed cameras and speed traps and shit like that. Over there, it's like, you'll get a ticket for like anything. You'll get a ticket mailed to you in the mail if you like pulled over or like made a left turn without stopping, like fully.
Oh, it's able to, you know, the algorithms are able to like see.
No, it's just they have, that's how there's cameras on every single light post in London. Every single, and they just, that's how it is. And I remember the only reason I say this is because when I was there, I was like, I'm a New Yorker, and I was like, man, I was working over there, and I'm like, we're gonna pull over here, and like, you guys can get out. And this kid from London was like, no, you can't do that. And I was like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? I'm like, I'm gonna do a K-turn. He's like, no.
Well, yeah, some places in New York, you can't do a K-turn. It's illegal to, you know, if it's like a one-way street.
Well, of course it's illegal. Of course it's illegal. Like, technically a lot of things are illegal. Doesn't mean you can't do them all the time. Doesn't mean you can't do them all the time safely or efficiently.
Well, like going 130 miles an hour?
Or
on the New Jersey Turnpike like I did before I got sent on my way to the rap show I was performing at that I was telling you about. Dude, that shit was hilarious. Like, the guy was like, you know, I should have arrested you right now. And I'm like, I know, but because of my white privilege, you're going to let me go, right?
130?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that, but...
No, but you were doing 130?
What?
You got up to what you did.
I was going to buck 100. He's like, he goes, you know, I know you were going way faster than this. You were probably going a buck 30, buck 35, but I clocked you at 110.
A cop pulled you over a 110?
Because I had to chase you, he said. He had to chase me, he said. And it was, why are you going this fast? And I was in a Dodge minivan that I rented from...
you got up to 110?
From Enterprise, yeah.
Oh,
Enterprise rent-a-car with my, at the time, ex-wife. Wife at the time. Now she's my ex-wife. But anyway, so it was like, it was going to like a Remy Ma show. I was, you know, I keep telling people, I feel like, instead of me repeating the story, I'm just going to put it out there now. But yeah, like, because of this funny story. I had to answer for this, like, warrant. I can't drive in Jersey right now. And when I went there, I didn't have the money for it, so they sent me to fucking jail, where, like, all the hard criminals are just, like, waiting to get sent to, like, an even harder sentence somewhere else. Like, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here? And you know how to get out of there real quick? What I did was I just,
You had to spend the night in jail for doing 110 in Jersey?
Like, no, but this was only
in
when,
a minivan,
when
in
I
a
went
Dodge
to go
minivan.
Answer my warrant to clean my record so that I could go back to Jersey. Right? And the officer let me go because he said... He's like, because I told him, like, I have the honest truth. He's like, oh, shit, this guy just told me he's doing a rap show. I thought, like, and because I was with her, he saw, like, I had a black chick with me. Probably that helped, you know, because of affirmative action. No, I'm just kidding. He let me go. He's like, all right, well, I'm not going to arrest you because you got to go to that show. But you're fucking insane, he goes. I could lose my job over this. You're just going to get a ticket that you were... going just below the legal limit where I could bring you to jail, which is 110, but I clocked you at 130. And he told me this after the camera was off when he already was walking back to his car. I'm like, yo, so that's more than double the speed limit. If it's more than double the speed limit, and the speed limit was...
You're just thrown in jail.
It was 65. And I was going double... So I was going 75, 75.
Right. Double, double. Triple, double.
Yeah, if it was a 120, I might have still got away with it still. But, like, nah, it wasn't even that.
Well, you got away.
I wasn't even breaking even with double.
Well, you got away. Technically, technically, you got away. Like, he let you know, he didn't throw you in jail that night.
I'm not explaining the math correctly, anyway. But yeah, like.
But so, what was that?
Because I was late. I was late to the show, and I didn't want to lose my spot because I had to pay for the tickets that I was selling to for people to go to my show to make back. Because it's
you have to rent the spot. You got to do 130.
It's all part of the production. Like, most people don't even know this. They
can, I've been late before and like driven 100 and almost 200 miles an hour.
Oh shit! You were going 200 miles an hour.
I'm being sarcastic.
Oh okay.
Because I was late. No, but so what was that night in jail like for you?
Well, everybody like just like got their click, and we were just watching like mafia movies all day for some reason.
Really?
Freaking! They just kept putting on mafia movies with like Joe Pesci and like.
Oh nice.
I'm like
nice.
Yeah. Oh, this is hilarious, and like I thought I'd be scared of like being around the gays, but they were actually like really kind people, and I had no idea why they were even there. I felt like they didn't even commit a crime, and they're just there to fuck each other. Like, really? No, like that's really why they were there.
Really?
Like. I'm like, yo, these dudes are like, I was walking around, right?
Were they blatantly gay? Like, you knew they were gay?
No, I didn't, but I was just walking around in shell looking for a room, like, for a bed, because they said, you gotta go choose your own room, right?
Oh, fuck.
And this is way different than, like, New York, like, central bookings, right? Central bookings, you're in and out in, like, 24, 48 hours, right?
And you have your own cell, and it's, you know.
Yeah. But it's like they actually give you a cot, like a bed and shit like that, right?
And you had to walk around. And you had to be like, "Hey, is there a room in here?"
Yeah, exactly. And then like the gays were the only ones telling me, they're like, "Are you straight or are you gay?" I'm like, "I'm straight."
Really?
And
they're like, straight up, they ask you that.
That's the first question they ask me. I'm like, "Respect, bro. Respect, bro. Thank you for telling me that, because now I'm safe, knowing you're not gonna step in my room doing something weird to me."
True.
Like, because he goes, "All right." Straight or gay? And I'm like straight. And he goes, "All right, you don't want to be in this room. This isn't for you. This is ours. This is where the gays go."
Wow.
I'm like, "Oh, okay.
Really?"
So anyway, I go to my room, and the only other place left.
What if you lied?
But then he told
me, they caught you lying.
He told me, he goes, "But you don't want to go to that room because they're full of crazies over there. So just try to avoid that one." Right?
They're like,
he gave me some good advice on top of telling me not to go to. This one.
He's like, "Don't go to that one."
Yeah, he goes, but he goes, "If you can't find a spot, you're still more than welcome to go to this spot." That's what he said to me, bro. He's like a neighbor or some shit.
Yeah.
Like a next door neighbor that like didn't do anything. I'm like, "What did you even do?" He goes, "Let's not talk about it. It's nothing." He didn't sound like he like.
He was so nice. Like, what could have possibly landed him in there?
It sounded like he probably like stole like something from Walmart. And just to go to prison to meet this boy and, like, fuck each other for all I know. Like, you know, I'm just...
It's, like, more interesting. Yeah.
I don't have that big of an imagination for people that lead those types of lives.
Could have been anything, but, like, it's funny that you thought that. It's like, wow, you're so nice. Like, how'd you wind up in here? You're like, "Yeah, I was doing 130.
Oh, yeah, and the only guy in the cell with me, I'm glad, was telling me, like, he was a real gangster. Like, I thought they put me in the cell, because first they put you in a small cell until they move you to commissary. If they see you're not crazy, you're not going to kill each other in that cell.
Right.
Because, like, I was just, like, sleeping on the street, like, and I passed out because I had to wait till the morning time because I got there too early on the New Jersey path. And so, like, an idiot, I passed out there, and then they're wondering, who the fuck is this dude? Right? That's probably why they took me there. It wasn't just because I had to... Otherwise, I could have just walked in the morning if I arrived there regularly in, like, a car and just paid off my warrant if I had the money for it, or answer for the day I'm supposed to go and tell them if I have the money or not. Because even if I didn't have the money, I feel like if that happened, they would have still told me, like, "Okay, here's a pay-to-plan," or, you know, instead of taking me to jail. But they were probably like, "Who the fuck is this dude? We need fingerprints, find out who the hell he is and why he's here. He was just sleeping outside the parking lot. Was he, like, is he a sniper? Is his gun hidden somewhere outside, probably?" You know, they're probably thinking all types of shit. Oh, like, sure, I can understand. Yeah. You know? But then it turned out, oh, he's just a normal guy. And just to, like, give him a hint, I'm a normal guy, right? Yeah, yeah. You know, and I had crazy hair, too. I outgrew my hair.
Yeah.
Like, for a while, I had, like a homeless, like, kind of, like, stash looking, like, when Kanye was, like, losing his, like, Nike deal. I mean, you know. But he shaved that shit off, though.
So you showed up early. You showed up early. And they were like, they had respect. They respected that. They were like, "Well, we got to bring you in." We're like, who are you? They took your prints and they're like, "Oh, yeah, you were doing 130.
It's crazy how I felt less like they were going to rape me in jail, around gays in jail, than it did when I'm like, when I used to walk outside in New York City when the gay marriage first got legalized out here. Like, they were getting like frisky and trying to touch like people's asses with people they didn't even know if they were like gay or straight, right? Like, they just assumed everyone is now. And it's like, how insane is that? That I would feel more safe around, maybe it's just New Jersey. Everyone's just tougher there and like respectful because of it.
Well, also, like, it's funny, you're like, why are you in here? It's like, why are you in here? It's like, it might be, at the end of the day, it might be more safe.
Well, yeah, the guy that they put me in the cot with, might be safe. It was like a bunk bed. He was like steal Nest cameras from Walmart. And I'm like, why did he do it? Like, who the fuck wants to, like, how long do you have to be in jail for it? And he's like, he just has to be in jail for like a week, I think he said, or some shit. Well, I'm like, yeah, but every time you go to jail, they're just going to increase your sentence. That's how it works, isn't it? If you keep doing the same crime. Anyway, whatever, he told me he makes a living off of it, and literally just steals, like, $20,000 of Nest cameras from Walmart, and would just, like, put him in a car, and, like, whatever he could drive away with before somebody called the cops, or if the cops were around the corner waiting for him already, right? and some, wait, let me light this joint, because I'm like...
What? Who's he selling those Nest cameras to? Like,
dude,
just paranoid, like, I drug dealers? I think
dirty cops, bro. And this is just his way of, like, paying the cost until they clear his name to make sure nobody else figured it out. They're like, all right, just sit in here a few days while we get this situated. We get rid of the cameras. They're never going to know you're the one who fucking took, because they'll be looking for you. And then we'll put you back out there on the street, right? You know? So you, if I was, like, thinking about this, like, IA or some shit,
right,
that's still a total possibility. But if there aren't any corrupt cops in Jersey, which I doubt, because there's so many stories about
never
it everywhere, not, and not just the Pigeonhole Jersey or New York, any other state.
Sure.
It happens all around the world, okay?
Sure, of course. Jersey is probably the capital of corrupt cops. Just, it probably started there first.
Yeah, because of Joey Diaz speaking about the topic so much, because he lives there.
Not because of Joey Diaz, but just Elliot Ness.
What do people really mean by corruption? Most of the time, people mean corruption by, like, you know, cops will shy away from stopping someone doing drugs or maybe even selling it. And that's totally understandable, because if they have a more straightforward approach with people, right, and they're not being violent offenders, and they're not causing chaos in the neighborhood or any drama of the such, like, that'll harm others, then there's no reason to, like, bro, like, you know, sometimes, like when I used to get arrested for weed, right? I'm like, yo, this shit's fucked up. Why am I sitting in jail over a flower? And the cops go, I don't know, man. You got to change the laws. I'm like, well, you're a cop, though. You can change the laws, too. You're just as human as me. If you don't agree with enforcing this law, like I don't agree with being a victim of it, then why don't you help me change it? Like, help me legalize it. And, you know, that's why it took years, because it's like there weren't enough, like, police officers on that side, and Eric Adams smokes weed, and
they're also making a ton of money.
Now she was on the news, and
on you, they're making Joe a ton Biden's of money on anybody.
Criminalizing it, finally, they say he's a bad president, and I don't think he's any that much worse than Trump, unless he has private dealings with China. Then that's a different story, but I wouldn't know anything about that, or know if that's even true to begin with. So,
well, we don't know anything about that, but what we do know is that.
Universal Party member, which I actually filed papers for with the Library of Congress during the time of COVID in the year 2020.
Well, at least you're a universal.
I started a new political party called the Universal Party, because I didn't feel good being an independent, because people thought I'm stupid for being one. Whenever I would tell people I'm independent, they looked at me like, are my IQ points going to drop now, right? Because they think like, it's dumb being independent, because you should just pick a side, because it means nothing to be independent, because that just means you lack the knowledge of political science, which is not...
Fuck you, independent!
Are you kidding me?
Fuck you, you independent!
Every independent I ever spoke to, sure, some of them were like that.
I'm dependent.
But most, yeah.
I'm a dependent. Fuck you, you independent. What do you think, you're so cool? Fuck you.
I actually spoke to the independent before Kathy Hochul won the governor race.
Oh, yeah.
Because they put her in there because of disgraced Andrew Cuomo with whatever he did, right? He, like, forcibly touched women.
He's very much disgraced. Cuomo. Everyone thought Cuomo pulled us out from COVID.
Oh, yeah, and he ignored the senior health centers when they were, like, swamped with...
There was that whole mess.
There was that whole mess with...
with, like, needing, like, masks and shit like that.
That
like,
whole
and,
mess.
And what is it? With the ventilizers?
Yeah. He's from Jersey. Cuomo's. You think the Cuomo's? The Cuomo's are Jersey. That's Jersey through and through.
Jersey's but isn't just, he part of the tri-state area? He's the governor of the tri-state area?
Sure, I'm just saying that. I don't know. I don't know for sure. I'm
well,
just
he's in Jersey.
That. Well, I don't know that.
I forgot if he's New York or Jersey. I thought it was New York.
I don't know.
I'm smoking like, too much this morning. But like my memory bank's a little bit... so I'm waking up bacon here, ladies and gentlemen.
If you're a little bit corrupt, I assume you're from Jersey.
If that's the question, if it's like, well, yeah, you grew up right on the border. Well, like, you know, corrupt
see, guy. Here's the thing about... I feel like police departments themselves forget how much work the military does to keep them safe, for them to do their jobs in the first place. So there's no reason, like, most police officers shouldn't even be paranoid because military intelligence in this country is insane. But insanely good.
Yeah.
You know, wow. So, you know, if you're, like, I was talking to you, like, you know, I know you've seen The Wire. Great yeah. show. Like, I heard about that yeah. show, like, before Joey Diaz suggested it, but... I didn't even know I watched it until he yeah. kept talking about it. I'm like, wait a second, I saw the show, but I didn't remember a single scene from it of me laughing at what it was. I had to see it again. And now, like, I can remember, like, half the shit that happened in there. Like, one time this dude was giving, like, a funny story he mentioned was, like, he was giving change to somebody. And the dude didn't even know how much change he needed to receive. He just accepted, like, less money than he needed, which is the same shit that happened to me, like, the other night. With some like weed I was buying because I was too drunk.
Yeah. What happened?
Okay, maybe it was like ketamine.
Maybe. But what happened though?
Dude, my New Year's was kind of ruined, man. I just fell asleep on the street, like that's waiting, not... like because I was rolling a joint, so I did like I Indian sat on the floor.
In Midtown.
Yeah.
What streets?
And
34th.
I think it was close to Canal Street actually.
So you were over Manhattan the last night, but your night kind of turned around.
Yeah, because I got a new security job, so I was like visiting Canal Street in order to get a seat
night,
for myself.
Your night turned around though. I met you, and like we managed to pull it together. We managed to pull it together.
That's what she said.
I wish a woman did say that ever to me. I don't even know what a woman sounds like.
You sure you don't want to smoke this, bro?
Yeah.
You know, if I had enough cameras to set up next time for an interview, I think that's a better way to...
do you have a hookup with the Nest guy?
Conversation.
Do you know, can you call the Nest guy? Can we meet up with the Nest guy?
Nest
he
guy.
Steals, the guy who steals...
Oh, Nest cameras.
Yeah. We can get a few Nest cameras and
dude,
we can do like a full like
if year. Only I still knew him, I'd probably have to visit him in prison by going $130 on the New Jersey Turnpike.
So how do we get booked? That's
how we get in the prison.
That's the only way to talk
you know?
To the Nest guy.
And that's how we easily get out because you're just speeding, bro. You're not
right.
Also manslaughter.
So one of us needs to speed, and then we can talk to the Nest guy and get some Nest cameras.
That sounds like a good way to go about like if we need some
speaking
cameras.
Of Nest, Can I get some Nest tea? Because that kind of looks like that. I know it's yerba mate.
Yeah. Yeah,
but it looks
yeah.
like Nest tea.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
said
yeah.
Nest so many times.
Yeah.
Nest. I was thinking of getting the... Actually, Nest Quick.
Oh, Nest Quick? Yeah.
Chocolate
Nest Quick.
Bro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Nest Quick?
So I got to get another one of those canisters
yeah.
for my crew.
You're thinking about getting some Nest Quick? What's up with the Nesquik
bars.
Bunny?
I said
the Nesquik bunny. The Nesquik bunny. That's a pretty cool mascot.
Yo, for real,
right? Why is it a rabbit?
I wonder what the sales are like. Hey, pull that up, Jamie. All right, we don't have a Jamie to pull that up for us. We need one.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, I'm thinking of hiring some. Hopefully,
oh,
do interviews.
Girl named Jamie.
I'm doing interviews for like producer interns.
I
instead of just calling them interns, I'm calling them producer interns because I respect their role as producers that
sure.
much.
Sure.
Instead of just
yeah.
going,
it'll
like,
probably
oh.
make them work a little bit harder too.
Yeah, well,
if they're yeah. called producers and not just interns.
Well, I mean, because I already have like a host that's willing to host this podcast with me. This bar hopper podcast just became a home hopper podcast, just so everybody
oh, okay.
knows, because I'm actually hanging out at your crib here. So
yeah,
this is episode 101. This is episode 101 of Home Hopper.
Home Hopper episode of Bar Hopper. Yeah, no, you know, yeah.
This is a spinoff of Bar Hopper?
Yeah, spinoff. Spinoff series. Spin-off. That, yeah, you know what?
Spinoff, Home Hopper.
That doesn't sound like a bad idea, but I don't know. Are people willing to put cameras in their house every time I visit? They'd be like, damn it, I gotta clean up the room and I hate cleaning.
Well, as long as we're talking about this, as long as we're like
your house clean,
as long as you make sure you put this filter on my voice. This is episode 101 of Home Hopper.
We have certain information about certain individuals with certain capabilities.
Certainly,
it's certainly certainly possible that we have certain individuals under certain circumstances. Certainly.
Certainly, sir. Those circumstances that are certainly certain for the certain understanding of certainity.
Sir, you've been inserted. Certainly,
that we have about the world is certainly indeed
unsurreptitiously. You've been inserted into a certainly
pause. That ain't happening. Inserted into a setup.
There's a certain amount of insertion that happens with certain
that you cannot escape from, and you must talk about it.
Well, certainly
in podcast form. And then, like, it turns out,
podcast
guests,
form.
And then it's I didn't want to say Transformers because that just sounds
gay.
That word. I'm just gonna smoke my joint. Maybe take another shot. At liquor.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So this is why you need cameras, man. Yeah. Because now it just sounds like a softcore gay porn.
Sure.
This is what I keep trying to tell people in the podcasting world. They don't realize it. You know how many times when I didn't look at Rogan talking with his guest?
Uh-huh.
When I'd be just listening to him on the way and I'm like,
uh-huh,
okay, I need to see him. I need to see them talking. Otherwise, uh-huh, I'm thinking they're yanking each other's dicks.
Sure. Of course.
Like this is, and then I had to pull up the Spotify image of them. And then it just kind of looked weird that I'm just staring at them myself.
So and they're like, oh, so now they were yanking
so now it's even
things.
Gayer for me because now I'm looking at them, right? And then I realized, like, wait a second. I'm comfortable with my straight sexuality.
You're like, I need to worry about this. I need to confirm that they are jerking each other off.
Yeah. Not that it would matter, right? If Tim Dillon visited, that was just, you know, giving Rogan footsie under the table.
You'd still listen.
I'm just kidding, Rogan. I'm just kidding, bro. I know you love your wife and
I know you
family.
Listen to this all the time. I know you're listening and, probably right now.
I hope she doesn't think you're having a gay relationship with your boys there.
No, certainly not.
No, I'm just roasting you, bro. I'm just roasting you.
Yeah, I know you're listening right now.
Yeah, he's not going to listen to this. He has way more important things to do, bro.
No, he listens to us all the time.
Well, the funny ones,
his favorite podcast.
This is going to be his favorite podcast if we get that producer intern to make us go viral and popping because she has an extra degree of knowledge that we don't.
True.
In hashtagging? What? I don't know. How do they do that?
Well, we need some hashtag interns. I don't know how they do
hashtag
that.
Hashtag interns. That's the title for the books, yo. Uh-huh. Some people like Waka Flocka pays people to be a blunt roller. That dude gets paid $200K a week.
We need hashtag interns.
Excuse me. A year.
Oh.
What?
Or a day. I think he gets paid that in a day to be a hashtag intern.
No, they're probably hashtag interns that get paid $2,000 a day.
Oh my god, are you kidding me? All
because of
do.
The ad sales.
Oh, that's
like, just like... It's like striking gold. It's like gold mining.
Yeah, it's
except
like...
with like marketing, advertising.
Oh, sure. You ever seen those like shows on Discovery Channel like where they like are mining for gold? Like hashtag interns, they make that in like an hour. That's what. That's like minimum wage for a hashtag intern. You didn't know that?
That's not even true, though. Is it?
Of course it's true. Why would I say it if it wasn't true?
So,
do you think anything I say isn't true?
I don't know. You watch
everything
documentaries,
I say is true?
But you also said you make them, right?
True. Yes.
You make documentaries.
I have.
How many have you made?
Well,
and first
when
of
you
all,
say
tell,
made.
Tell people your name because we've been talking for an hour already, and I think I've smoked myself to the point where I forgot it.
Okay, so, my name's Jay. Jay Mendo.
Because I have a friend named James, that's why I forgot. Because I'm like, wait, why is your name James? And then like apply something else.
That's my name.
And I remember, okay, it was Jay. Yeah,
that's my name. Yep, that's my name. And I have when you say make or
James
make,
what? James what? So they
Jay,
can look you
Jay,
up.
Jay. Jay is short for Jason.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me, that's my attention deficit.
No, it's okay.
I feel like Luis Gomez now when he starts talking too much on his podcast.
I have many deficits.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
So when you say made, like I contribute. Let's just say contribute. I'm one of the you know, I don't direct. I've never directed my own, but I'm one of the contributing. I'm a camera person, so I'm I'm one of the camera people that make, you know, that make up the immense, huge, long laundry list of people that it takes to fucking make one of these things.
And how long do those usually run for?
Run like production wise?
Yeah.
The last one I worked on, it's gonna be 3 episodes on Netflix. It will be shot for an entire year.
But is it an hour each?
Each one is probably
3 hours each.
40? No.
40
each
minutes?
One's like probably 45.
And you said it's on National Geographic?
It'll be on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dope. Wait, do you use also the same website that I use? Like, well, I was planning on using once I start to produce my own shit. Is it called The Orchard?
I'm not sure.
Where you can independently release films on Netflix? Or is it just, you know, the producer's house, like, department that, like, you just submit it to them and they just send it?
I've never heard of that. That's cool. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's called The Orchard.
Cool.
Like, once you have, like, I don't know how you submit your work, but...
I've never tried to independently,
But I guess, like, your family's always been in the business?
No. I went to film school and I'm just like,
Where'd you go?
Emerson College in Boston.
I think I went, like, is that around Cambridge?
Cambridge is across the river. Emerson's campus is...
it's right next to the Berklee School of Music?
But close. Not right next to it, but close.
Because I visited Boston a few times and... I've seen, like, yo, they have such a, like, college atmosphere. Like, sometimes I'm thinking if it wasn't so cold, I'd live there. Just because, like, how many smart people are around the same one area. Like, they say it's Silicon Valley, but that's just where all the ones who are, like, hired and go to work go to live. You know, the ones who are really causing innovation, like, true innovation and stuff, they're all, like, bred in Boston.
Well, they, you know, there's a lot of schools. There's a high concentration
of people.
And New
York, of course, and, you know, other places. I'm not going to discredit, like, you know, other Ivy League schools or...
Of course, yeah, of course. There's a high concentration of, like, very smart people, and they don't live or do anything for the city of Boston. And if they have, you couldn't tell, because Boston sucks.
You sincerely think that? Why?
I sincerely think that.
Because it's just that cold that you...
Any colder than New York. It just sucks.
Yeah, the weather here is insane, bro. It's either too cold or too hot, and it never finds a good medium. But recently, because of global warming, the weather on New Year's has been amazing, dude. I'm wearing only one layer of thermal. It's nothing. I used to have to wear, like, an entire, like, long coat jacket. Or, you know, I had a pea coat jacket when I was going to school. But I stopped being so classy and dressed more hip-hop as I grew older for some reason.
Yeah, so you were doing the college look for a little bit with the pea coat?
Yeah, I guess it was like, yeah, I'm trying to get into college and shit. I'm trying to get work at different employment centers.
Right.
You know.
Do you think it's funny? Do you think it's weird how you have to kind of look a certain way to achieve a certain goal?
And that's how I got the job.
Do you find that strange?
Yeah, because, like, and I even told my boss the truth. I was like, I just want you to know, because 2 guys walked into that security employment that I was looking to get, and I got the job. But I don't know if the other guys did, but he hasn't called me either back, because I still wasn't dressed in the uniform he wanted, and he told me to go get it and call him at 3, and I didn't get it before I called him, and I don't know if that's probably why he didn't call me, but I think it's just he's also really busy, because his friend did tell me, the one that referred me.
But there's reason to believe that could have made a difference.
Yeah, but he was wearing, like, I told him, this is what I usually dress, is like him, I told him. And I don't know what, I didn't think about it at the time, but it probably made that guy feel some type of way, like, oh, fuck, I should have walked in a suit, like I did.
Oh, yeah, totally, totally. That's a distinct advantage, but to me, that, like, makes sense. It's like, we're talking, that's kind of apples and oranges, like, a suit is the that's kind of the barometer. If you were to say, like, yeah, you're dressed for a job interview,
sneakers,
you wear a suit.
Like Converse sneakers, though, and I needed dress shoes. So, and I didn't have slacks. I was wearing pajama cargo jeans. Like, not really jeans, but, like, yeah, they were just, like, what do you call those things? They look like pajamas, whatever. I was wearing that with a velvet suit, too. Yeah, it looked ridiculous, bro. That's all. It was the only black outfit I could find because everything I have has like
was is velvet like, cargo has like pajama
artistic
pants?
Shit on it. If you can tell, like with the jacket I'm wearing and the pants, even my pants have like draw like artistic shit all over it.
So the only
I bought
thing
shit from Reason Brand.
So describe this. Explain this to me. Describe that. What you were on your way to a job interview for security, and you had to find something that you had that wasn't artistic, that had no writing on it. So you had you had to cobble some things together. Yeah.
And then to get a
and
suit.
What did it wind up being? A velvet? It wound up being velvet? The pajama pants or cargo pants?
Yeah, that's the only suit I had because somebody gifted me that shit. Somebody gifted me that shit to go on stage for when I do my comedy sets. So and I'm like, well, that's still too classy because people go on stage in a fucking t-shirt. Like, yeah, someone's trolling me, you know what I mean?
So you went to a job interview with cargo velvet pajama pants?
No. They were just regular black pajama cargo pants and diesel black velvet sneakers that
wow.
Like Converse.
Wow.
Right? And a velvet... I'm serious. I should show you a picture of this shit. And a velvet suit.
And you just walked right in there. You were like, yeah.
And then I got the job instantly.
And you got...
He's like, why do you look so nervous? I'm like, would this hat make you feel better? Oh, and I was wearing a bucket hat. A rain bucket hat from Diesel that said Diesel on it.
No
way. And I walk into this spot.
Just
and it
the
says,
top, just to round it all
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but I didn't have it in. I didn't have it on me, like, when I walked into his place. But, like, when I walked to the hotel, I did. Right? But because he was in the camera room with the other guys.
Yeah.
And, he goes, why do you look nervous? I'm like, would the hat make me look better? And I put the hat on like Indiana Jones looking like motherfucking Sherlock Holmes or something, right? And I put the letter, I'm like, is this better? And he goes, yeah, keep the hat on. I'm like, really? You could let me wear this hat at work? He goes, nah, but you got to get a new suit. So I went to the probation center because they give out free suits. And I got a suit from a previous judge who wore it. That's what the probation officer
you?
Told me. And I'm like,
did
I'm like, I don't
you?
Have probation from anything. I'm just here to pick up a suit because they have like a clothing drive there. But they thought I just left jail or something.
But
like,
you you were there to pick up a suit.
Yeah. And they gave me a judge's suit. So I'm like, this is all subliminal shit, right? Because when I walked to that room too, it said like Detectives Association. And like I asked the dude, I'm like, are you a detective? And he goes, no, but I know them. And I'm like, okay, cool. You know?
Did
it
fit
bother
you?
Me.
Did it fit you? Like pretty good?
Yeah, it made me look like I actually gained 50 pounds in muscle. So I'm like, oh, this is perfect. This is how The Rock gets away with looking so big on camera.
So, but is a judge's suit different from a regular suit?
Imagine he doesn't actually work out that much.
Is a judge's suit different from a regular suit? Like, is it... Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Is it like a judge suit? Like, is it like...
yeah.
Did it make you feel like a judge?
Kind of. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was for somebody that was, like, a bit shorter than me, so the sleeves aren't... Mm. Maybe they're, like, missing, like, half a centimeter of length or a centimeter. It's not pretty unnoticeable when you wear, like, a white button-down shirt.
Mm-hmm. You could probably get that... Or, no, you can't make it... You can't make the sleeves longer. You can maybe get it at the rest tailor. But that's also in. That's, I feel like...
Yeah, but if you're...
I feel like that's a look, like, you know, kind of like the tight... You know,
and just so recently, I was like able to like sell weed and like make the money I actually needed for the suit. But I already got the suit for free from like the probation center. It was just donated.
So everything else is just gravy.
Yeah, and they gave me the shoes too because they had that. And then I'm walking in a judge's shoes. I'm going to do security. And I remember like,
hey, if the shoes
listening
fit.
To Rogan, he was saying he did security like around my age and shit like that when he was looking for work.
Before, don't you need? Don't you
or
need
after
a
fear factor? I think.
Don't you need a what kind of license do you need to be a be a security guard? Don't you need like
yeah you do
don't
but,
you need like some sort of like documentation like or
but
like,
some
training?
Some jobs don't require it like
really
as long as you sign a 1099 form I think
they don't require any
yeah because I've spoken to many security guards about like the security job like it's mostly for like I feel like the ones that really need a security license is for ones that eventually want you to like get your gun permit
right
because then you're actually able to get paid more
yeah.
Especially if you have a clean record, which I do.
Yeah.
And, like, but I don't know if I want to carry a gun with me on work or have to have that necessary. You know, like, that's another step.
Do you know anyone hiring, like, for security shit? Like, is that typically, like, a easy job to, like...
Everyone I talk to, like, they say it's easy. And plus you get to like the part I like about it is I'll get to like talk to a lot of people. Yeah. Cause I,
me too. I'm
an introvert, but like that's that would almost help me be more extrovert because it would kind of force me to talk to people.
And I'm being totally serious. I know I'm sarcastic.
And I'll talk to enough people, so. Yeah, go ahead.
I know I'm sarcastic a lot, but I'm being totally honest and serious right now. Like, where would you suggest, like, that's actually, I never thought about that. As like, I always just assumed that if
you wanted to be... Or maybe I'm more social than I think. But you assume what?
I always assumed that if you wanted to be a security officer, like one of those guys, or like night watchman or whatever, that you would need, like, you would need some sort of training.
Well, there you have it, folks. Hundreds of years of trash talk. And it's just that easy to kill two birds with one stone.
He said, I was standing over a cage of two birds with a giant stone. And he said, hundreds of years of trash talk. And we solved it that easily. I was standing over a cage that I put two birds in, holding a giant stone. Hundreds of years of trash talk. He said, people have been bragging about this shit for hundreds of years.
Oh, wait, that's when the saying first started?
That's the bit. The bit about killing two birds with one stone. He's like, people have been bragging about this shit for hundreds of years.
But what did he do on stage that showed that he was killing two birds with one stone?
He explained that he was like, I got two birds, I put them in a cage, and I stood over them with a giant stone, and he dropped it. And he was like, I dropped it on them.
Oh, they were like fake birds?
No, he's just explaining. Like,
I've killed two birds in my life, and I did it with one stone. Sounds impressive. Please wait for the facts. There were two very small birds, both trapped in one very small cage. And I was standing over them with a huge stone.
Let me see.
Conducting an investigation into the realism of expression.
Let me see the video.
Hold on. Today, we find out just how difficult it actually is. Well, there you have it, folks. Hundreds of years of trash talk. It's just that easy to kill two birds with one stone.
He said, I've killed two birds in my life, and I did it with one stone. That's how he opens the bit.
He literally did that, though. He literally killed two birds with one stone.
Well, that's kind of saying. He's like, that's what I did. He's like, that's how.
That's
I,
atrocious. How is that funny, though?
Well, he's like, well, he didn't actually do it.
Oh, okay. I thought he did.
No, it's just the.
Oh, I'm gullible as hell then.
No, I mean, we were talking about where that saying came from. It's like, there's the bit is that. That's the bit. He's like, that's how he opens the bit. The bit is like, yeah, like, where did that saying come from? You know, he's like, yeah, he's like, I was conducting an investigation about, like, into why people say this.
So while he was conducting an investigation, he committed murders on bird, like, bird murder?
Well, that's what he was saying. He describes, which, of course, he didn't do. He was just explaining. He was like, so what I did...
Sus.
It's like, well, it's like what we were just... It's like, you were like, where was... Who came up with that?
Saying? Yeah. I don't know. It's just something cliche that people say.
Well, that's a funny... That's the bit about the
and saying. It makes no sense to me because, like, why... Like, you're finishing two tasks, maybe? Like, when you're, I don't know, walking, like, being on the phone, you're kind of killing two birds with one stone. But why would anybody use that saying for something that simple? Who cares?
Well, of course...
Like, who uses that?
Well...
Like, unless they're actually, like, they're probably, like,
well,
doing
you're
something...
Well, you're a hunter-gatherer and you only have one stone... And you only have one arrowhead that you made that you spent a bunch of hours making, and you need to shoot it at a bird who's on a branch over a cliff. You lose your arrowhead, you lose your stone. Let's say you're in a desert. Let's say you followed a bird forever,
because you wanted food. It's like the original Chick-fil-A. It's like a, for like a caveman.
Yeah, I need to go get some food, actually. Yeah. I'm kind of hungry.
It's like caveman Chick-fil-A. You want to kill two birds with one stone because you're going to lose that stone. And you might not ever get a stone again because you chased a chicken to the end of the earth. You know, that's where the saying comes from.
Like, yeah, I had a pet chicken, but when I put that shit in the lawn, somebody like stole it off my lawn, and I think they ate it.
Really?
Yeah, I bought it for like $6 from the Bronx, and like that shit was smart. Like chickens aren't dumb animals. Like it actually like listened. Like I almost made it. Like I bet I could put a leash on the chicken, and it'll walk on the leash. Like it was following me around and stuff.
How long did you have the chicken?
For like 2 months, and it just made the house smell like shit, so I kept it in like a room, like in the back of the basement, I used as a barn, and it would lay eggs every day, and that's kind of why I got the chicken, because I wanted to save money on like
of course,
a carton of eggs.
Yeah.
And I was like, alright, this shit's not GMO grown, because I'm giving this chicken like organic fucking, I think it was eating like corn peas or some shit.
Now let me ask you, this might sound like a stupid question, but did the chicken need another chicken to make eggs?
No.
Or chickens just make eggs?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
No. You just get a female chicken that lays eggs.
And it just makes eggs?
Yeah, they're just eggs, like, unfertile. Like, they don't have any
so they don't even
baby
need,
in them.
They don't even need anyone else around.
You're not murdering anyone if you eat eggs. You're not murdering any chicken babies if you eat their eggs. You're just eating their, like, ovaries.
Did you wind up murdering that chicken?
What?
Did you wind up murdering that chicken?
No, so I think someone in the neighborhood did. Like, because I live in, like, a Middle Eastern neighborhood.
Because it got stolen.
Yeah, and they probably cooked it at fucking Texas Burgers. Which is around my neighborhood. You know what I mean? And you know,
sorry.
Texas Burgers is
I'm
cooked...
Sorry.
Is
the, I'm sorry.
Yo, Texas Burgers in my neighborhood's cooked by, like, Indian people. I'm like, they're not Texans.
I'm serious. Wait, I'm sorry.
Bro, I'm serious. Someone in the neighborhood stole my chicken.
Hold on.
And ate it.
And
he killed my chicken and they ate my chicken. Because I've seen another neighbor have like 3 chickens. Or maybe, because we're not allowed to have chickens in New York, that somebody, like animal control, took that chicken. And they just didn't tell me.
So there are two possibilities. Either animal control came and took your chicken, or it was...
But they tell me that.
The people that own Texas Burgers and grabbed your chicken and made it into a chicken sandwich.
Yeah, or Chick-fil-A, them motherfucking QAnon motherfuckers.
Yeah, but Chick-fil-A has... They don't need your chicken. They have plenty of chickens.
Aren't they related to QAnon?
Yeah, but they have plenty of chickens. It wasn't Chick-fil-A.
It was QAnon. They're stealing chickens.
I would. It's more plausible that Texas Burgers needed your chicken to make
probably
an extra chicken.
No,
sandwich.
They get meat from.
I mean, don't you think if you had like a business, don't you think if you were in the chicken sandwich business that you wouldn't like that you would be stocking your freezers with enough chicken to last you know, that's what your business is. They didn't need your chicken. You think they
dude,
were just...
I knew this dude in Alabama when I was going across the country on that moped. I told the story I told you about, and he was stealing Wendy's burgers, like Wendy's patties burgers.
What, just frozen patties?
Yeah, and he was literally like taking it off a truck, like because he knew the guy who worked there, and like I was just hitchhiking, because my bike didn't work, so like. Or like it was out of gas or some shit. I ran out of gas.
Uh-huh.
And I forgot to fill it because it was just going too many miles.
Right.
So they picked me up in Alabama and they were like first driving around. I'm like, where are we going? They're like, you ain't the police, right? I'm like, nah. He goes, you ain't the KKK either, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, nah. He goes, you know, we got some friends in the KKK. I'm like, what?
Ooh.
And then they were black.
Oh.
They were friends with the KKK.
That's a twist.
Yeah. I was like, what? He goes, yeah, I'll introduce you. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why is a black guy friends with the KKK? But whatever. Mm-hmm.
How does this tie back to Wendy's burgers?
Like, who knows if the cops in that fucking neighborhood in Alabama are stealing Wendy's patties? That's just their hustle, bro.
But
But how does...
Like, what is the cops, you know?
Wait, remind me of the Wendy's Patty connection.
He would resell that shit in the hood for, like $50 a bag of, like...
Like when frozen Wendy's
of patties? Of like a garbage bag full of Wendy's patties. $50 a bag, $100 a bag, shit like that.
How did he get them? Where did he get them? He just...
Just off the truck. You know that shit, how much all of that cost? He said $500, that entire bag. And he sold it for like I said, $50, sometimes $100 to people. For like an entire bag full of Wendy's, yeah.
What? Off a truck.
Yeah. He goes, yo, this shit sells like hotcakes.
This shit sells like cold patties. I mean,
yeah, hotcakes. Frozen. He goes, yeah, you have to put it in the freezer. Otherwise, you're not selling hotcakes.
This shit sells like cold cakes.
Yeah, this shit sells like cold patties.
This shit's flying off the shelves. It sounds like cold patties.
You mean the ones off the truck you stole last
week? You mean hot cakes? No, cold patties.
He was driving around in like a freaking like a Ford or a Toyota or some shit like that. Like one of those like beater cars.
Yeah.
And he just popped the trunk. And I'm like, what are you doing? I thought he was getting a gun.
Garbage bags?
Bro, I thought he was selling guns. I thought he was transporting guns or selling drugs, like garbage bags of coke, kilos, or some shit, right?
Weren't you relieved?
Because I got nervous. I got out of the car. Sure. When he was parked, too. And he's like looking at me like, And I just start smoking like a cigarette. And I'm like, hey, how's it going? Like, what's going? Like, what's happening? Like, why are we waiting for so long? Like,
what are we doing here?
Yo, look over here. Yo, look over here, son. Yo, I got you. Yo, you need any? You need any Wendy's patties, bro? I got these Wendy's patties. Anybody need these Wendy's patties in the neighborhood? I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Because, I just got these Wendy's patties. Like, because I see them shuffling these garbage bags. They bring it back and forth from the car and shit. I'm like, oh, what the fuck is going on? Is it weed? Like, what the fuck is...
Body parts? You don't know.
I thought maybe it was like weed they're just selling, but...
Or guns. You're thinking that... You're assuming the worst.
Yeah, exactly. Weed or guns.
How relieved were you when you found out it was just Wendy's
bag? Bro, it was a scene out of, like, Trey the Truth cartoons. You ever see that shit? With, like... Or those Snoop Dogg cartoons that they make, like, animations for. No. Like, that's what it was like. It was, like, one of those, like, super, like, stone marijuana moments where you're like, oh.
You're assuming the worst, and then you just find out. It's like, well,
I just went outside to smoke a split. I had some weed left on me from the other state someone gifted me.
Did you buy any? Did you take any Wendy's patties? Or
no, I couldn't cook them. I didn't have a micro. He goes... Because it's a shame he was going to give me, like, an entire bag full of that shit. But then he eventually let me, like, put my tent up.
You're like, I can't.
He looked like Young Buck, this dude.
And you put your tent up?
G-Unit?
And you camped in his yard?
Yeah, because I had a tent just on my moped. And I was just like looking for a safe area. He goes, you don't want to be around here. And then he introduced me to the KKK guy when we got to the crib. And he was just like some white guy with like Santa Claus. And a fucking wife beater.
Did you barbecue at any of the Wendy's patties?
Yeah, that's what they were doing. Yeah. Yeah, and they were chilling together. I'm like, what? It's still segregated. He goes, I live on the border. He goes, this is this side, this is our side, but we neighbors. And we keep each other safe out here from, like, the rest of our peoples and shit. And I'm like, he goes, segregation works, man. I'm like, what the fuck? This literally happened.
Did he have a good setup for the Wendy's patties?
2013.
Were there any fixins? Any lettuce, tomato, onion? Bacon, anything, or just like straight up Wendy's patties? Like when you guys barbecued, when you guys
grilled. He did put like A1 sauce on it. I think it was, or something like that. Yo, and everybody's ride when we got back to the crib was all fucking pimped out with the fucking rolling wheels and shit like that. Uh-huh. Like I would go to the next state after I left that place, and it just like. They like pimp my ride was around the corner, so she's like, I don't even know if that's where they filmed it or something. Like, because every money. Possible.
That's patty money. That's patty money.
Dude, that's patty money, bruh.
Grill it.
Yo, imagine how much they get off the freaking. Yeah, off right?
$100 for a garbage bag? Man. Wait, what do you think they're buying with that? They're buying
20-inch rims.
Yeah.
They're buying rotating 20-inch rims, hydraulics.
Oh, what do you think? What do you think they're getting from that patty money? You think there's?
It's not all about the gold necklaces anymore, man. No. But they got those too. They probably, you know.
Oh yeah, that's. I think I noticed
some of that on them.
Patty money,
a lot of it's fake, you know. A lot of those rappers wear fake.
Man, that's just chains and shit. That's Patty money, bro.
You know, even I feel
that's
like
straight Patty money.
I feel like, how would you know as a client, as a consumer of like gold? How would you know if you go to a jewelry shop if that's real gold that they're selling in the first place? If they just test it in front of you and you believe them, but and then you get a at home test, but like none of the tests are real.
Can't you bite it? Isn't there that a thing? Can you bite it?
I don't know.
Is that a thing?
I'm probably like misconstruing the information about it.
But I don't know. I was like, when I see in the movies, like, is it real gold? Like, you bite it if it bends. Like, you can't really do that with a 20 inch rim though. You can't bite a 20 inch rim. How do you know that's gold? You can't bite.
Oh no, I'm not talking about the wheels being gold.
Oh, you're just talking about like gold in general.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
it's small.
They have chains.
Well, isn't there like a bite test?
Like necklaces.
Isn't there a bite test?
I don't know too much about gold. I just know there's gold deposits all over America that people haven't found. Because I keep listening to like all these podcasts and discovering new shit, doing research. Like, cause like. I know, like, you like documentaries. So, like, Wait, what were some of the ones you said that you filmed? Or worked on?
Yeah, a contributing camera. A couple on Hulu. Did you see the Fyre Fest documentary? About Fyre Fest? There were two of them that came out around the same time.
I think I saw the titles for that on my YouTube, like, screen or something.
I worked on that one.
Cool.
Also, one about Khalif Browder. You know about Khalif Browder?
No, who's that?
He's, he got locked up in, Rikers. He spent, like, 3 years in Rikers. Like, never was committed for a crime.
Oh, yeah. A few of those guests were on, like, certain podcasts I listened to.
Yeah, you know, yeah. So, that documentary about him, like, I shot, like, most of that. About, you know, posthumously, after he died, he committed suicide because he went through like crazy amount of like bullshit in Rikers.
Yeah, I think I heard about something like that.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
You know how that goes. You could be locked up without, you know, without bail. If no one can post your bail and you're locked up on a bullshit charge.
Yeah, someone posted my bail on a bullshit
charge
one time and I didn't even know who they were. And they were sitting in jail with me, like, and they were like, don't worry, bro, I got you. Because I was telling them my story and they're like, that's bullshit. They're like, you shouldn't be sitting there. But then the judge dismissed it anyway, so he didn't have to pay the bail. But he was telling me he got me. I'm like, what?
Yeah, well, you...
Like, that's crazy, because I had no one else to...
Well, you got the gift of gab, too, though. The gift of gab, like, in the, you know...
I think he just... Because, like,
that
the...
goes a long way.
Probably because the judge seen that somebody was willing to pay my bail, she decided not to make him pay the bail.
Well, also, like, you
and
probably...
And brush off the charges.
Well, also, like, you're congenial. You know, if you're congenial...
It was just like a...
Also,
it wasn't even a fist fight. It was barely a fist fight.
Yeah, so if you talk... You know, if you could... You know, you can work that out. You know, you can talk. You know, like, you know, but if, let's just say you're on the spectrum... And you have no parents, you have no family, you have no one, and you're on a bullshit charge, like, you wind up in the system for, like, years, and you get fucked with, and, you know, like, that's how that goes, obviously, right? It's not a new story, it's not like...
Yeah, but they,
you know what I mean?
It happens to, like, white people as well, it's not...
No, right, yeah, exactly.
Just, like,
exactly.
Exclusive to,
no, totally.
You know,
yeah.
Minorities and stuff, like,
right.
And I feel like it doesn't get talked about enough because
aren't
enough
exactly.
of our voices being spoken because
yeah.
we only take on roles that are, you know, having the words written for us because, like
yeah.
as actors
yeah. Yeah.
and producers and, you know.
Anyone can be bullied, and certain.
That's why I like Ari Shaffir's new Juice special.
I haven't heard.
Oh, you gotta hear his new Juice special. Shout out Ari Shaffir. All right, guys, that's our talk.
Get bought or sold. Like, if it's money out of the register, yeah, sure. But, like, you don't have to do much to like you could cook some books and
no,
be like,
there's
yeah,
no
you,
Wendy's
you sold,
patty police. There's then they're not.
You
then
think
that's
anyone's
problem,
paying attention to how many burgers they sold? Like, if the money is right, if all the money is right, then they don't give a shit about the patties.
True.
But like if 1,000 patties go missing, they don't even.
That's
like,
true. That's like Walmart. You know what they?
You can't get greedy
like,
though. You can't get greedy.
Yo,
with the patties.
It's funny.
The
Walmart
game?
Was saying like they're losing billions of dollars to theft when they make $9 billion in profit a year and they lost like one point, not even like one. It was like a 1% of 1 billion.
Yeah. Well, yo, if you have,
which is basically like $100 million only.
If you have a. If you have 8 million people walking in and out of your store every single day, then and one in every five steals a candy bar.
I'm not saying it's right to steal, but I'm just saying...
No, that's what I'm saying.
They're
too.
Saying that they're struggling because of it to pay their workers even better.
Well, dude,
you know,
that's
like
what I'm saying.
$9 million, they're not... Walmart's not struggling.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If one in every five people that came into a Walmart stole a pack of gum... then that explains what they're complaining about.
True. I mean, I would have
like.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Imagine, like,
it's
really,
not people aren't.
Do you
stealing
think if you made
$9
billion, you would give a fuck who's stealing from your store, bro? Honestly.
Well, that's what people. That's what people bank. That's what. That's,
you have $9 billion. You don't even manage this shit anymore. You don't even give a fuck if it goes under. You have $9 billion in the bank to your name that you
well,
can spend at any moment, generating pure profit.
Think about if you're the CEO of Wendy's.
Lawfully.
If you're the CEO of Wendy's, you paying attention to garbage bags,
cost,
patties?
It would cost more to pay cops.
It would cost
recover that theft.
It would cost more to pay security guards.
Exactly. I
or
think that's what it is.
Or someone to watch tapes. Or someone to... So, how do you...
And then
how do you buy...
And then how much can you even trust these people that do watch these tapes? Can you even trust those... Do you have to hire security guards for those security guards?
There's a camera. For every theft that has ever occurred, there's
right.
evidence.
But then you have to... Hire security
for the security. You have to have someone watching them.
Well, yeah, you need to hire micromanagers and then macromanagers.
Do you think there will ever be a robot able to detect theft inside the camera?
Well, China already has that shit. I don't know if you've seen documentaries on it.
Do you think a robot will be able to be like... Like... aisle five! You know, like... You know, like, do you think like, a robot who's able to be like... If you put your left hand in your pocket and your right hand
like a Terminator,
like or just like people who write code to be like
just a robot that like walks up to you like and like walks up to somebody taking shit just knocks them out with a one punch.
Will there be a lot of wrongfully accused people? It'd be like, well, I what were you doing? It's like, well, I put my hands in my pockets. I'm not stealing anything.
Yeah, they'd be like the algorithm computed
just be
that
robots,
you are
right.
You are stealing from. You are stealing Miss Wrigley's gum.
You
were, owe the store 50 cents.
We detected movements in your arms that would suggest you might be stealing.
You must die or pay the 50 cents.
Comply with me or die.
You stole that Arizona bottle. You owe $1 for all eternity from
come
your soul.
Me. Come with me.
Boom.
Or die. You have 5 seconds to come with me.
Pause. No. The robot wouldn't say shit like that, bro.
You have 5 seconds starting now to come with me. Comply. Comply. Comply.
Okay. I guess that's funny because of its sexual innuendo. And I don't know if you noticed it because I feel like you're trolling me.
Oh, come on. What do you mean? Me? Of all people?
You should say that shit to Tim Dillon.
Come on, man. That's the lowest hanging fruit. That shit ain't funny. I'm like joking about robots and like shit, you know? That shit's low hanging fruit.
Yeah, let's talk about more of these.
Let's talk about robots and like stealing patties. Stealing Wendy's patties.
Nah. I want to hear more about the documentaries that you said you did the fire shot. What is it? The fire festival? And that's where? Damn, my freaking lips are dry.
Smoke. A couple of places. I think it's in Illinois. I'm actually not even sure anymore where it is. But yeah, the patty story. I love the patty story.
Was it like the Burning Man concert in Nevada?
No, you know, Fire Festival was in the Bahamas. It was that dude who just like, it was It was a complete disaster. People bought tickets. It was like basically like they said like the headliner was like they didn't even have anyone headlining the show. Like none of the artists showed up to actually perform. It was like all lie. It was like a big, huge Ponzi scheme.
Are you kidding?
No, not at all.
You're just making a joke, aren't you?
No, not at all. It really happened. Actually happened.